and then it was time to get on with the business. I did a broad visual sweep of the entire encampment to reorient myself and to make double sure that I didn't stumble into one of the men. It seemed unlikely that anyone would be wandering around camp before daylight, but a guy in my position couldn't afford to take any chances. What was my position? Great question. I'm glad you asked, because this business of the buffalo bone had grown into a huge struggle of wills and purposes. On the one hand, we had a crew of men who were digging up bones in the name of science. What did they do with their bones? They put them in plastic bags and shipped them off to some museum where they would sit around in cardboard boxes forever and ever. On the other hand, we had an earnest, sincere, hardworking ranch dog who earnestly and sincerely worked hard every day and, well, had a special fondness for bones. And in case you're not familiar with the care and treatment of bones, let me point out that the very best and kindest thing you can do with a bone is, well, eat it. I mean, that's exactly why bones were put here on Earth. That's what every bone wants, to be chewed and eaten by an honest dog. No kidding. And it just happened that the very best bones in the world are the ones that have been aged. Maybe you've seen dogs digging holes and burying their bones. Well, there's a reason for that. We don't do it because we're bored. We do it because while fresh bones are good, aged bones are good times too. Aged bones are wonderful. We're talking about flavor and tenderness. Put some age on a bone, fellers, and it becomes the kind of object that a dog thinks about in his wildest dreams. And don't forget that I just had a wildest dream about bones. That's a very important piece of information. Do you see where this is heading? We're talking about a bone that had been aged for 700 years. Not 700 minutes or days, but 700 years. I had smacked my lips over a few bones that had been aged for a week or 10 days, but I couldn't even imagine the kind of deep, rich flavor you'd find in a bone that had been in the ground for 700 years. So there we are. This bone deal had grown into something big, and all at once we had all the ingredients of a classic, you want it, but I want it more, struggle. On one side, we had science. On the other, we had, well, me. And suddenly we find ourselves at the bottom line. I was awake and on the prowl. While the agents of science were in their respective tents, sleeping like logs and snoring like hogs. You be the judge here and be honest. Which side should receive the Ancient Bone Award, the dog or the agents of science? Come to think of it, don't bother to give your opinion because I really don't care. See, I had already made up my mind. I was going to give the coveted Ancient Bone Award to the most deserving dog I had ever known. Me. Yes, I was aware that I might lose a few friends in the process.